Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. May I please have your first and last name?
William Potter.
Can you confirm your address, Mr. Potter?
PO Box 1282, Goldendale, Washington, 98620.
Would you have a different address on file, sir?
No, it's the only number that I have.
Do you have a 534 England Road address?
That's my house.
Okay. And I do have the account pulled up here where the sweepstakes.
We don't have a mailbox.
Okay,
we don't get no mail here or nothing, so you can't send nothing here.
And I do have the account pulled up here. It looks like a contest entry was done back in October of last year to win an iPad.
What? So in October to win an iPad, and then I'm getting billed like $40 a month for what else?
The $39.95. There were
the hell?
There were some terms and conditions, Mr. Prado, with doing the sweepstakes offer, that you would be enrolling into additional offers. You were enrolled into our Grub Planner, which is a meal planning app that you can download for any mobile device. It helps you to create different meal plans and recipe guides. Also has workout tutorials and videos that you can utilize. So that's why your card was
right,
filled
well,
back then.
That is nothing I've done. I don't need that. I don't need that. I've never done nothing like that. Somebody has compromised my ID. The state of Washington is, there's a on record of them selling our voter registration. Yeah, this is I would never do that. I don't need, I'm a very good cook. I don't need any direction on cooking. I'm 60-something years old. I'm alive, so I definitely know how to cook. So I've turned this into my bank. I don't know what's going on here, who did this, but nobody has access to my card but me, and that is nothing I would ever do.
Okay, so you said that you already disputed the charge with your bank. When was that dispute done? Because this charge, again, was done back on October the 6th of last year.
Okay. Well, you keep showing up on my bank statement.
What's the most recent?
Every month.
I don't have any recent charges for you.
I switched the phone now, darn it. Is it key showing up? You show up more than once.
What's the date of your last charge?
Hang on, let me get this set of paperwork here. Okay. Let me see this here. Are you guys also a snapperbook.com?
No, sir.
Okay. I just wondered, are you Health Prime Time?
Is there a customer service number listed with the charge, sir? And what's the amount that you're being charged?
Well, so I'm going to try to get to okay, on the 6th of January, on the 28th of December,
because I don't have
on
any
the
charges
31st.
For you.
Oh, I got the wrong one. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. 1-6 for 49.80.
No, sir. Not pulling up in it. I don't have those charges on there. Now, you looking at your statement again. Is there a customer service number listed with those charges that you're seeing? And is that how you reached me?
855. Yes, ma'am. I have you get on 2-4 for 49.89.
What's the last four digits of the car that's being billed?
5130.
I do have that card on file, but I'm not showing. The last time that we billed that account was for $39.95, and that was back on October the 6th of last year.
Because you're showing up on my bank statement right here. $49.89.
Okay, and I don't have a charge on the on this account.
I'll double check the
phone. For $49.89. You were billed $39.95 back in October.
Okay. Something very, very, very wrong here. Because, yeah, I've got you. I got you on the 6th. And I got you again. Let's see anything in. Okay, so in October, see anything in November. Let's see here. Nothing in November. And then you show up again in on the 1st of January for $49.89.
Okay. Well, what I would advise you to do, Mr.
Again,
Potter.
Get on 2-4. And then again on 2-4. Okay. Yeah, somebody's got a hold of my ID. Somebody's screwing me around bad.
Okay, what I'd advise you to do, Mr. Potter,
so you don't show these?
I'm not showing any of these charges. What I want you to do is have your bank give us a call back. If we could do a three-way call with your bank to see where those charges are coming from, and also we can speak with them about the October charge, because you said that you disputed that charge. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've disputed all of them.
Okay, well, we'll need to speak with the bank on the line so we can further assist you.
Okay, well, the bank will get a hold of you. I don't know why you can't talk to me.
Because I'm not showing.
Yeah, because you're showing up here.
Right, you're saying that you're showing charges on the account coming from our company, but it's not us. So we just want to clear this up and confirm this with your bank.
Okay, well, I guess they'll be getting a hold of you. I will give them a call again. I'll call them again and make note of that, or I'll put it on the. I'll see what I can do with the app or whatnot. But, so you're not showing no charges, but my bank is showing charges. How does that work?
I have no idea. Yeah, that's why we'll need to speak with the bank, because it's not coming from our company.
Okay. All right. Well. I'll get on that and see what we can get done. And your name is what?
My name is Shaney.
S-H-A-N-I-E?
S-H-A-N-E-Y.
N-I-E?
N-E-Y.
N-E-Y. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's very, very odd because... I've been having a lot of problems there, and then off odd. So let's see, but either way, I've turned it all in, so we'll see what's going on. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.